We got a brother with us that just happened to be in town that heard about what we were doing and wanted to come up here and just give a little encouragement to you. So I'm going to ask him to come up. We actually have a couple of his sermons on our website because we have all of them from the 2008 Tulsa Workshop posted there. But I know this man indirectly. I've sat in audiences many times where he's been a speaker, both as a teenager and also as an adult. And he's really had an impact on my life indirectly, even though he doesn't really know who I am. Imagine how that could be for you. It's pretty interesting how God works and who he'll work through. But this brother here is Jeff Walling, and I'm just going to let him talk to you for just a sec.
Really, I just want to say two things and pray. First, I want to represent for just a moment all the parents of the kids that you guys are blessing. I've got a student who's going to start at Harding here this fall, one that's finishing up at OCU. And I just want you to hear voices that don't get a chance to come to these conferences. And that's the voices of moms and dads who send their kids off to college, and they get on their knees by their bed, and they pray somebody at that school will have the heart to reach out and say, hey, do you have a faith background? You go to the church? Well, land sakes, come with me. And maybe even at that point in their life, also help them to reach out to the neighbor across the hallway or the guy who's their roommate or the girl that they end up dating. And you guys are at a place where moms and dads, they call us helicopter parents now. You know that, right? We're hovering there. And so we're trying to get a no-fly zone around you guys so that we helicopter parents will stay away. But know this, it is not a no-prayer zone. You guys are being prayed for. And I am so thankful. And when you get frustrated and when you have irritations with your elders or your preachers or your budget or whoever it is, just remember this. There are moms and dads who are grateful to God that you are working in campus ministry. So hear that, if you would. Second, just a word of encouragement. I look over here and I see Jim sitting here, and it's amazing. He's still alive. I mean, I think that's just a cool thing. I remember riding a bus to Harding a bajillion years ago and running into Jim Waddell and not knowing who he was, and we got in a conversation. I thought, I'll invite him to church. So I invited him to the Church of Christ, and Jim was already affiliated, as I found out, with the churches. But through the years, and even hearing even some of the discussion in here, there's been some challenges and frustrations, and there's a Bible character that I just want to drop in your lap and pray for you about. I know everybody knows his story. I know as soon as an ASA his name, you'll all know where he's found in the Bible. But the character Ard has come to mean a lot to me. And I know all of you know, everybody here knows who Ard is. Are you guys serious? I mean, surely all the, I mean, Marvin, you, I know, have got to be able to turn to Genesis. Who's got a Bible? Genesis 46:21. I'm not joking. Somebody grab a Bible and open up there. Ard is the youngest son of the youngest son of Jacob. You see, Benjamin was the youngest son of the youngest son of Jacob. You guys know Benjamin, right? Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Issachar, all the way down to Benjamin. Okay, so Benjamin is the youngest son, and the names of Benjamin's sons have always struck me. There's about 70 relatives, guys, that are taken out of Egypt, and by the time they got to Benjamin, I think they ran out of good names. If you look, he named his kids Bela, Beker, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Rosh, Ehi, and then I'm convinced Benjamin had twins because the next two names are Muppum and Huppum. I mean, why else would you name your kids Muppum and Huppum if they weren't twins, right? I mean, this is my exegesis of it, all right? I'm also convinced at that point that Benjamin and his wife decided they wouldn't have any more kids, and she came back about 6 months later and said, honey, and he went, Ard, and that's what they named that last boy. Ard, A-R-D, that's actually the kid's name right there in the text. What struck me about Ard is as the youngest of that whole clan, when they would get together in groups like this, when they would gather around and tell stories, Ard had one, he and Muppum and Huppum, his older brothers, had one of two ways he could go. On the one hand, he could hear everybody talk about how God spoke to great-great-grandpa and how, you know, great-grandpa wrestled with God and tied, which is good when you wrestle with God, you know. And all of these stories, but there are also other stories. There were other stories that caused Muppum and Huppum and Ard to kind of bow their head and say, it's so embarrassing to be part of this family. I'm not even going to tell anybody I'm part of this family. I mean, you know, Abraham says to the family, oh, no, it's my sister, you know, here. Or someone's in the kitchen with Dinah and the Shechemites. I mean, there's some of those stories you just think, man, I don't want anybody to know I'm part of this bunch. Now, I don't know about you, but there are moments when I feel that way about my heritage. There are moments I'm so proud my chest sticks out and I want to snap my braces and say, hey, look, we are the church. We've got it together. We're the restoration movement. We were community church when community church wasn't cool. We were independent when independent wasn't cool. We were Bible-based when Bible-based wasn't cool. We've been there long before a lot of these other guys. But I know that that's Satan trying to puff up our ego when we should say we're just unworthy servants, right? And on the other hand, Muppman, Huffman, Arden, I don't want to crawl off in a corner and say, I don't know no Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, those names don't ring bells. Yeah, there are times when I sit down on a plane and somebody says, where do you, you know, your preacher, where do you preach? And I say, the Church of Christ, and that, they get that look in their eyes, you know. And it could either be, oh, my grandma was a member of the Church of Christ, or I married a gal who was a member of the Church of Christ, and they think they're the only ones going, and we've all heard the stories. But I've decided that what Muppman, Huffman, of Arden must have done is just said, you know, I'm just so thankful to be a part of a family that really wants to be with God. So maybe that's just all we need to do, is just give thanks for being a part of a movement that wants to seek God through Jesus Christ. So God bless you guys. And know that you're being prayed for, and let me do that right now. Father, what an awesome room full of opportunity. Lord, the men and women in this room will touch literally hundreds, thousands of lives. And so, God, I give thanks for them. I give thanks for Wes and the team that put this gathering together, for those that have spoken. Father, I give thanks for the moms and dads who are sending their kids to the colleges and junior colleges and community colleges where these guys minister or will minister. But, Father, most of all, we give thanks that we are part of a family who just wants to know you, who wants to sit at your feet, hear your voice, and honor Jesus Christ. And so, God, as these guys go out, as these folks go out from this conference with all the notes and all the reminders and all the ideas, God, when times comes either for us to get puffed up and egotistical, or, Father, to get embarrassed and feel shameful, Lord, may we see past all of that and instead be able to say, I just have a Father who loves me and always will. I have an older brother who died for me on the cross and the Spirit that lives within me. And it is my goal, Father, simply to be with you forever and take as many as I can with us. Lord, may that ring in our hearts and lives and devos and songs until one day we all go home to an event that will not end, to singing and praise that will have no end. Father, where Jerome's voice will never get tired, and where we will sing and praise around the throne forever and ever. And so we pray, come, Lord Jesus. But if you choose not to send him today, Father, then help us to be more like him tomorrow than we were today. We pray this in Christ's holy name, and all that agree say, amen. God bless you guys, and thank you.